Can't Beat Raven.
$400 is a jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. Richard, you ready to play?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, Richard, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, Richard. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Raven's going to walk out of here. When that door closes, he's not going to be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you these five pop culture questions. Remember, Richard, you only have 3 seconds to answer each one, so if you're not sure, take a guess. He'll come back in, get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Ready.
Number one, The Odyssey blew past expectations with $124 million opening weekend in the U.S. What actor plays the main hero, Odysseus?
Matt Damon.
Number two, Mark Hamill's lightsaber from The Empire Strikes Back just sold at auction for $3.75 million. Who is Luke Skywalker's father?
Anakin Skywalker, also known as Darth Vader.
Number three, Jimothy is the raccoon in the Seattle area that's going viral because he has a short spine syndrome and he looks rounded. What's the name of the famous weapon-carrying raccoon in the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Rocky. I can't remember.
What did you say it was?
Rocky.
Number four, Shania Twain brought her horses with her to London when she opened for Harry Styles on tour. She says that she rides in her pajamas in the mornings, barefoot. Okay. Finish the next line to the opening lyrics to You're Still the One. Looks like we made it.
Nope, can't do it.
Number five, ESPY Awards were last week. Olympic gymnast Simone Biles presented the ESPY for best team to the New York Knicks. What does ESPY stand for?
And it's ESPN, Entertainment Sports.
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in.
Oh, dear. I guess I wasn't ready.
All right, 2 out of 5 for Richard.
Let's see how I do.
Nope.
Here we go.
Number one, The Odyssey blew past expectations with $124 million opening weekend in the U.S.
Yeah.
What actor plays the main hero, Odysseus?
Matt Damon.
Correct. Number two, Mark Hamill's lightsaber from The Empire Strikes Back just sold at auction for $3.75 million.
If you ever want to get me a gift.
Well, it's not going to be that.
Well, still.
It's the new record for a screen-used Star Wars prop.
Okay.
I just have to win the lottery. Who is Luke Skywalker's father?
Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker.
Yes. Number three, Jimothy is the raccoon in the Seattle area that's going viral because he has a short spine syndrome and he looks rounded. He looks like a little creature. It's freaky looking.
I'm rooting for him.
I mean, he's fine. He's adapted. He's well-rounded. See what I did there? He's well-rounded.
Stop it.
What's the name of the famous weapon-carrying raccoon in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Bradley Cooper's Rocket Raccoon.
Yes. Number four, Shania Twain brought her horses with her to London when she opened for Harry Styles on tour. She says that she rides in her pajamas in the morning, and she's always barefoot.
Good for her.
Finish the next line to the opening lyrics to You're Still the One. Looks like we made it.
Look how far we've come now, baby.
It's actually My Baby.
My Baby?
Yeah. Number five, ESPY Awards were last week. Olympic gymnast Simone Biles presented the ESPY for best team to the New York Knicks. Okay. What does ESPY stand for?
Exceptional sports, I don't know.
Excellence in sports performance yearly.
Okay.
I want to thank Gustav. He supplied that question. If you have ever an idea for a question, too, you can submit it at annonraven.com. But, Richard, it's not your day. He beat you 3-2 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
I haven't had one in a long time. I could use a new one.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, man. $500 tomorrow, Anna.